time, we spoke about the
din of Rabba, Harocha Kodem Zmano, Mutar Bahanoa, Afilula Achar Zmano, that over here, according to Tosos, Harocha meant making it possible Achilas Kelev, namely removing the status of Chametz. Mashaykin, what appeared from Rashi, Bitel Ta'amo Marisa, but certainly in the Michtam, that we're dealing with a stage where only Chachmi Bachutz, we asked, why should this affect the Chametz? L'chor, it still has the status of Chametz. So the Michtam connected this with the Sugi and Daf Memhei Amud Beis in terms of Bitlo, that we have a concept not only of making something not Roy L'Achila, that's what Tosus pointed out, but not Miyuad, not leading towards Achila. We make a chair out of the Chametz, out of the Seor, that itself can remove the Iser of Chametz. And that's kanereh what Rashi Bitlo, Mi komar bitel ta'amu mariso, that's what he was working off of, the question of degree. To what degree does one have to be mevatalit in order that it lose the status of chametz? And at the very end, we pointed out that even though chametz is more chamor than other isurim, and we don't find this concept by other isurim, if you were to make a chair out of nevela, that wouldn't remove the isur of nevela, if you were to break off a piece of the chair. In other words, or if we were dealing with basar v'chalav, it wouldn't remove the Iser if it was still Roy La'achila. So why over here in Chametz is a difference? Rav Buchenstein, we pointed out in his Sefer, suggested that if we view Bayir Rabbi Matzei as a siag to prevent you from eating Chametz, then it's not going to help. But if we view the other way around, that Bayir Rabbi Matzei is the essence of what is Osir on Pesach, namely that on Pesach we have to basically view Chametz as something which is out of reach, out of sight, etc., then Yitzachen, and the Iser Achila is a manifestation of Bayir Rabbi Matzei, is a way of taking it out of sight, out of reach, then Yitzachen, Hu Adin Bitul, that would also be a form of removing it from your consciousness on Shabbos, from your consciousness on Pesach as Chametz, that would be the concept that we have over here, a unique halacha within Pesach. Okay, that's what we spoke about. Let's move over to new business, and that is the Rush. The Rush over here in the beginning of the second perek points out that Mutar Bahano, he quotes our sugya, Pshita, Lotzricha Shacharocha Kodem Zmano, Ukarava, Damarava, Charocha Kodem Zmano, Mutar Bahano, so Afachar Zmano. V'kevan shenifzal mile'echo lekelev, this is a sheet of Tosfos, Dumya de pascha ipsha, it loses its status of chametz. Yesh shirotzim lomar, says the Rosh, he was well aware that there were Rishonim who said, lav dafka hanoa, not only hanoa is mutar in the pascha charocho, hu hadin name achila, da afra da almahu. That if one would want to take this chametz that one had been mevatel before Pesach, that one had brought to a state of pasul achilas kelev, you burnt it very, very well, it's pasul achilas kelev, and if you decide on Pesach you want to eat it, becholz it, that would be mutter. The same way the hanoah is mutter, achilas nami mutter. Who are these yeshirotzim lomar? Who did you find in the constellation of Rishonim who the Rush over here is quoting anonymously? This is the Baal Hamor, and I sent you to the Baal Hamor. If you look together in the Baal Hamor, in our sugya, in the Rif, and Hey Amud Beis, so the Baal Hamor points out, Hod Amrinam Lo Tzricha Shacharocha Kodem Zmano, Bidin Hu Da'afilu Ba'achila Shari. So why did the Gemara only mention Hano? Eladein Derech Achila Balechem Charuch. Who would want to eat this? You know, it's to be nehene from it, to use it to prop up your stool, that you may want to do, but who would want to eat it? L'hochi nakat lishna, the muter b'hano aso. Came in the nafik le mitaras chametz, loshna achila, loshna hana. It's not, if it's not chametz, it's muter, irrelevant of achila or hana. The Ran, alatar, even takes it one step further. He wants to explain why if it's, he agrees with the Baal Hamor that it's muter b'achila. The Ran is where it says in the Ran on the Rif, where it says Gemara Mutar Bahano Aso, if you go down three lines to the middle of the line, udamrinan muter bahanasa bedinu dafilu b'achira namishari kevan shiyotza mitaras pat kodem shiyachol iser chametz. Aye, so why does the Gemara only mention iser hanah? He gives a better reason. Elafi she'ein derech achira b'lechem charach nakat lashon the muter bahanasa dafilu achilei lav achirahu ela de mishani minei. In other words, in Achinami, if he goes through the motions of putting it into his mouth and swallowing it, that's not even be called achila. He's eating something which is pasul me'achilas kelev. He wants to do it, so that's hanah. That's hanah for him. And it's and the Gemara says it's mutar b'hanah. Namely, that it's an oxymoron to speak about achila on something which is eino roi l'achila. So therefore, the Gemara only mentions hanah because that's the only relevant term over here. This person has strange tastes. So he's nehne from it, but the fact that he chews it doesn't turn it into achila. If you choose something which is any royal achila, it's not going to turn into achila. This is the point that the Rush disagrees on head on. So let's continue in the Rush. Velo mistaber, the afal pi de butla da sa ochel etzel kol adam. Nachon, he's fruity. I mean, he's a nutcase. He's strange that he's eating this thing which is pasul mi achilas kelev. Mikomakom kevan de iu ko achilei asur. But if he's eating it, it's aser. The only heter is hana. There's no heter achila. Hana and achila are two separate isurim. And the fact that something is muter b'hana doesn't mean it's muter b'achila. Had Rava wanted to say that it's muter b'achila, he would have said muter b'achila. And kavachomer it's muter b'hana. But Rava didn't say that. Rava said it's muter b'hana. But it's aser b'achila. What over here is the Rush doing? I mean, l'chora, isn't the Ran correct? That if you're eating something which is eino roi la achila, how can you call that achila? What over here is the Rush telling us? What's the how? What's the principle over here of the Rush? The Chazal, the Rishonim take this Rush over here and they say that the Rush is the author of the Shita of Achshavei. What is Achshavei? You can take something which objectively is Ka'afra da alma, but you, to you, this is chocolate pudding. To you, this is lemon meringue pie. Akshavei. You're making it into an ocha. You have that right. Where did the Rush come up with this concept? This is alchemy, you know? You want to turn metal into gold. You want to take something which is pasul mi'achilas kelev and call it an ocha. Where did the Rush come up with this concept? But where did the Gemara, according to the Rush, where did the Gemara in Beitza come up with this concept of Achshavei? What is this? We're dealing over here with the flip side of a coin. What's the flip side of the coin? That if we have a principle X, then Kaner El, we could have a principle Y as well. No, what did we discuss last year? What was Rashi, the Michtam? What were they built on? You can take something which is roi l'achila, and what can you do with it, and say, for me, this is not an ochel. For me, this is a chair. For me, this is a gingerbread house. I can take something roi l'achila and be mevatel it. So I can also, the flip side of the coin, take something which is not roi l'achila and be machshiv it. Namely, the same way that we spoke about the fact that you have a subjective undermining of an ochel. We can take an ochel and make it a non-ochel. Subjectively, we could take also a non-ochel and subjectively make it into an ochel, yes?
It has to be learned.
Ah, so that's why, 100%. The din of bitul, the din we saw in Dafnam Heyema days, that was a din midoraisa. There's no bayirah, there's no bayimatse, there's no iser achila, no iser hana'a. The Rush over here is drabana. The Rush over here is pointing out, certainly we have over here, as Rabbi Glenn pointed out, batla daito etzol ko adam. Right? In other words, that this person is taking something which objectively is meaningless. No one eats things that are pasul me'achilas kelev. In other words, to take something which is normally an ochel and you decide to give it a different use, you want to use it as a chair, you want to use it as a bookweight, you want to use it as something else, as a bookend. In other words, that's okay. Most people don't take things that are roi l'achila and give them other functions. But it's not the end of the world. People can do it. Like taking corn and making it into ethanol, you can run your car. In other words, you can take something which is roi l'achila and decide this is not an ochel. For me, this is fuel. But the other way around, take something which is not roi l'achila and turn it into an ochel. That's a din d'rabbanan. So even though the din of batle on Daf Mem Hei the basis d'oraisa, the Rosh's flip side is Achshavei is drabanan. In other words, I'm just giving you the conceptual. You're 100% correct that the Rosh has, in other words, has precedence in other areas. But what the Rosh does is he, on one hand, this is a din drabanan. On the other hand, as opposed to bitul, which is only a din in chametz and in tumas ochlim, this is a din in macholos asuros b'kol haTorah kula. This is not only a din in chametz. This is a din in neveva. This is a din in basar b'chalav. That we have the possibility of achshavei. For those who are into kashrus, this is part of the issue in terms of gelatin, assuming that the gelatin is made of non-kosher bones, and assuming that non-kosher bones are asar ba'achila, that itself is a machlokes rishonim and achronim, but assuming that non-kosher bones are asar ba'achila, and assuming that there's no meat attached to the bones, that it's all removed with sulfuric acid, b'chulei b'chulei, and assuming that these bones are now pulverized, b'chulei, to a degree that no one would eat them, however, the moment that I decide to eat them, then yitachen, we have over here a principle of achshavei, that we have over here that I am viewing this as a food. Once I am viewing this as a food, so then we move over to the level of yisurim. Okay, so in any case, just be aware that we have this din of achshavei. Achshavei only applies if this is the person's intent. Namely, if, let's say, something which is eino roi l'achila were to fall into your chalent, we wouldn't say, oh, you're eating chalent, that's achshavei. You didn't put it in there as an ingredient, it simply fell in. Achshavei is not a situation where something is not called the tarogas. Achshavei is when this person is taking this to eat per se. If he wants to after this, then we have the din of achshavei. So on one hand, the din of achshavei is a din within the rush, which is drabanan. On the other hand, it's across the board. It's an ol ma'achalos. We mentioned the batzlei, the din on daf memheyam adays in the sugya over there. That was a din d'oraisa, but it was limited, we pointed out, to chametz and to the world of tumas olchin. Right, so this is what Rav Lichtenstein had explained, that as opposed to other isurim over here, this is not chametz, it's not an isur of achila per se. It's an isur of removing one's awareness from chametz, and the batzlei can also remove that awareness. By other isurim achila, there we have mamash and isur achila. However, the achshavei, the other side of the coin, that's of general principle. Yes?
What do we see within the Rosh that the isur to eat is chametz shachar is only the rabbanan?
We don't see it in the Rosh. In other words, that's the way that all the achronim understand it in the Rosh. In other words, that the Rosh doesn't bring a pasuk. It's just a svara, and to use this as a precedent, it's only applies to chametz. So kind of his precedent is simply conceptually this is a precedent. However, halachically, it's a din drabanan. Who says it's black and white?
And can you say signs of din drabanan if there's no makor for it shas?
This according to that we have makor that Rabba said it's aser b'hanah. It's mutar b'hanah. Mashmas is that it's aser b'achila. In other words, the
we don't know if it's drabanan. There's no gzeirah isur derabanan, like there's no gzeirah at all on shas, so maybe it's also doraisa.
Also, the Rosh, you need a pasuk. There you need a pasuk. The Rosh doesn't quote a pasuk. He's just being medayik from the language of Rabba. The Rabba says that it's mutar b'hanah, mashma that it's aser b'achila. What the Baal Hamor and the Ranafet do is say no. Really, it's mutar also b'achila. Why didn't the Gemara mention it? Because people generally don't eat it, or because this is not defined as achila when you eat. In other words, but the Rosh's diuk is a very powerful diuk. But however, to bring it up to the level of a deraisa, for that you would need a pasuk. We don't have such a pasuk.
Unless he holds it's really chametz.
What?
Unless he holds it's really chametz.
It's pasuk. He's working within Tosfos. Go on shenifsam ileachol lekelev. If it's nifsam ileachol lekelev, no one says it's chametz. So lechora, I'm not aware of anyone who holds that the Rosh is a din d'oraisa. You're correct that over here doesn't say black and white. The what I sent you to in Yoredeya was a matter that has a lot of halachic relevance. And that's in terms of medications. In other words, what the Rosh is telling us is that if you eat something which is eino roi le'echol, you are machshivit, and it's considered to be, mach for you would be considered to be macholos asuros, even though Alpidin, it's no longer edible. So the question is, in terms of medicines, what if I am eating something on Pesach, which is Eino Roi Le'echol, but I'm taking it as a medicine? I have a pill that has a chametz binder, but this chametz binder is, I have to swallow the pill. I'm not going to chew the pill. I have to swallow it because it's Eino Roi Le'achila, but I'm ingesting it. Is that considered to be achila? Do I have to worry about this on Pesach? Do we need a heksher on the pills that I am taking? So when I learned by Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, he wanted to link this in with the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh in Hilchos Dvarim Hayotzim Min HaChai in Siman Pei Aleph, that over there the rule is that Chalav Behema V'Chayav Temeya Otreifa Vitzira Umei Ragleha, that anything which is Yotze Min HaTamei, anything which comes out of a behema which is tmeya, asurim kibisara. So therefore, camel milk is asur like camel. Chazir milk is asur like chazir. Anything which comes out of a non-kosher animal is considered to be asur. And the machaber then continues, v'yesh mishematir me ragleha. That this only applies to cholav. In other words, or tzir, some sort of gravy. It wouldn't apply to me raglayim. And in other words, we have over here two deos. We have the oser, the one who is oser, and the yesh misha matir. It's a machlokes between the Rambam, who is oser over here, and the Rosh, who is matir. The Rosh who is oser, and the Rambam who is matir. So the question is, what over here is the machlokes? So the Shach points out that why in the world would one want at all to get involved with Meir Aglaim of a Chamor, but the Gemara says that this was a medication. It was a medication that they would drink it for an illness called Yarkuna. And so Lechora, the issue is that Meir Aglaim of a Chamor are Eino Roi L'Achilas Kelef. We're talking over here about something which is disgusting. But you, Bedafka, are taking it, in other words, on purpose in order to deal with your medical issue. The question is that defined as achshaveh? So the one who is oser views it as achshaveh, and it would be osur drabanan. The one who is matirit says that there, in other words, that's maybe we would have a din of achshaveh by taking something because you want to eat it, taking something because you think it's nutritious. But over here, if you're just taking it for medical purposes, so that's not considered to be a meaningful achshaveh. All of the charts that we have on Pesach, you know, it's for the medications, they're assuming the worst. They're assuming that we would have a din of achshaveh even on that which is nifsal me'achilas kelev. And so they want to give you medications that have no chametz, that have no issues in terms of the ingredients, even though it's basically pills that are eneroi le'achila. Okay, that's what we have also. The Rosh is the source of that din of achshaveh. The din of achshaveh, even though the Rosh over here doesn't point it out black and white, is a din d'rabanan. But it applies across the board to all machalos asuras. Yes?
If I understand correctly, so we're saying, even though betel is deraisa and it's only a chametz, achshaveh is more expansive than rabbanan. Is there any discussion about kein deraisa tikkun? It seems strange to have the flip side then expand throughout kol Torah kula.
The flip side over here is a svara. It's a svara of the Rosh built on Rabbah. In other words, the Rosh didn't connect this with the din of Beetle, saying that for us, conceptually, we can connect it with the din of Beetle, but the Rosh himself didn't build on the din of Beetle. He simply built on the diuk of the Gemara and said, Al pisvara, if a person wants to eat it, even though batla daito etzel ko'adam, he's strange, but becholzot, the bottom line is, he's eating it, and it's asur, and he brings a raya from the Rav in Barcelona, from the Baal Ha'itur, that he views about the Baal Ha'itur also agrees with him, that muter bahana'a avo ba'achila lo. So he has a precedent in the earlier Rishonim.
Just regarding the medication.
Yes?
The Rosh, even according to the Rosh,
not necessarily.
Right. To use it as non-cream or blanket.
Yes, yes. The Rosh, that's not. No doubt. Achshaveh is only dealing with as a food. That's a different issue over there of sika ka'achila. That's a different principle that's involved. Okay, let's move over to the next sugya. Gemara then continues, in terms of the seifa of the reisha. Of arzmano aser b'hano aser. We move over past the witching hour, then not only do we have an iser achila, we also have an iser hano. Pshita, lo tzricha, l'shaos d'rabanan. Damar Rav Gidol, amar Rav Chiya, amar Yosef, amar Rav Yochanan, hamekadesh mishei shaos l'mala achila b'chitei kur denisa, ein choshishin l'kedushin. Period. We have this mini sugya. Rashi points out that what word that we read, lo gar sinan? Pshita. Lo gar sinan pshita. It's not so obvious that the moment you have an iser achila, you also have an iser hanoa, because we have the shita of Rav Yosi HaGlili. Rav Yosi HaGlili holds that all Pesach is mutar b'hanoa. So how can you say pshita that we have an iser hanoa? Maybe the Mishnah over here is coming to teach us. We don't pass like Rav Yosi HaGlili. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We have such a shita in the Tanoim. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Rav Yosi HaGlili is off the board. It's not a shita that we reckon with. Already in the first parak, we have Stam Mishnayis against Rav Yosi HaGlili. In other words, he's not in the picture. Once he's not in the picture, so we go back to the world of pshita. Okay. The issue is over here, though, what exactly is the shita of Rav Yosi HaGlili? You know, it's very much against our concept of Pesach. Once Rav Yosi HaGlili, you can get Hanoa from Pesach, from Chametz, all of Pesach. The only Iser is an Iser of Achila. But you can, there's no problem for you to sell Chametz. There's no problem for you to use Chametz for any purposes of Hanoa. What is it based on? So if we move over just a little bit on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we find Rav Yosi HaGlili looking at us as, of course, I mean, shouldn't this be something which is obvious? So the Gemara says on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, one line above the star of Rav Yosi, Bahare Chametz Derachmana Amar Lo Ye'ochel Chametz, that the phrase used in the Chumash is not the kal, lo yochal chametz, but rather lo ye'ochel chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. It's a nifal. And we're going to see a little later on the Gemara that Rav Chizkiya holds the moment that the Torah uses the nifal, the reflexive, it means that chametz should not be eaten, and nor should one receive benefit from chametz. That chametz is asur ba'achilu ba'hanah. V'tanya Rav Yosi HaGlili omer, tama latzmacha, hey chametz asur ba'achilu kol shiva. Rav Yosi HaGlili takes it as a davar pashut that chametz is mutar b'hanoa. Ma pitom it should be yosar b'hanoa. Ay, it says lo ye'ochel. So the Gemara answers, shayni hasam damar kra lo ye'ra'a l'chasor shelcha yehei. That we have an Easter of Baal ye'ra'a, but the Easter of Baal ye'ra'a is assuming that it's l'cha, that it's yours. It's assuming that you can get hanoa from it. In other words, namely, you can get hanoa from it as long as you don't see it, as long as it's lo yimatze, you can get hanoah from it. As long as it's out of sight, out of mind, you can get hanoah from it. But it's mashma over here, le'ira l'cha, so'or shelcha yehei. So Rav Yosef says, nachon, on one hand it says lo yeachel, on the other hand it says l'cha. The l'cha neutralizes the lo yeachel. So Tosa Sechora asks the obvious question over there. Tema lichtov lo yochal. In other words, so why did the Torah go ahead and scratch its left ear with its right hand? It could have simply scratched its left ear with its left hand. The Torah, instead of saying lo ye'achel, and then having to have a lacha to neutralize it, in other words, had Rav Yosef HaGlili correct, why wouldn't it simply say lo yochal? Doesn't Rav Yosef HaGlili realize that there was another way of saying the same thing in a much easier manner? Why set up a straw man just in order to break it down? Don't set up the straw man in the first place. So the Torah should speak in a straight way and simply say lo yochal. And according to Rav Chizkiya, lo yochal means an iser achila, not an iser hana. Isn't that Akasha on Rav Yosi HaGlili? Tosas leaves it betema. I'd like to suggest an answer to Tosas's betema, which is built on a sugi a little later on Daf Tzadihei. Move together with me to Daf Shitzadi. Right, Tzadivav. Tzadivav Amad Aleph, we have a Mishnah. It's almost at the very, very end of the section that deals with the world of Korbanos, ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doros. What are the distinctions between Pesach, our first Pesach, and future Pesachim? So the Mishnah continues, Pesach Mitzrayim mekcho mi ba'asar. That's unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. Toon hazor beik agudas ezov al hamashkof el shtei hamezuzos. That's unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. Nechal b'chipazon. That's unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. And then it continues, b'layla echad. U Pesach Doros no hei kol shiva. The question is, what is this Belayla Echad? What's unique over here? And Pesach Doros, all of a sudden we eat a korban 7 days. The korban Pesach is only eating Belayla Echad, eating Doros. What over here is the Belayla Echad doing in the Pesach Mitzrayim? So the Gemara asked that question on the bottom line. Pesach Doros, Nohe Kol Shiva, as opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim, is Belayla Echad, Amai Koi. What are you talking about? Ilema a Pesach, we're talking about the korban. Pesach Kol Shiva mi Ika, ma pitom. The Beis Hamikdash was around for 1,000 years. No one ever brought a Korban Pesach except on Erev Pesach and ate it that one night. Ela achometz. That we're saying that Pesach Doros, we have a din of not eating chametz for 7 days. Mashenken in Mitzrayim, not eating chametz was one night. Michlal de Pesach Mitzrayim lechem echad v'tu lo. The Gemara says, yeah, that's the shita of Rav Yossi HaGlili. V'hatanya, Rav Yossi HaGlili Omer, here the Vatanya is benichuta, minayin lepesach Mitzrayim she'en chimutzo noeg ela yom echad, Talmud lomar go yeyachel chametz. V'samach lei hayom atem yotzim. Ela, hachi ka'amar, laila echad, v'hu hadin lepesach doros, v'chimutzo kol hayom, u'pesach doros noeg kol shiva. So you have to read the Mishnah that on the level of the Korban Pesach, we don't have a distinction between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. On the level of Chametz, there the Mishnah says, Chimutzo Kol Hayom, that the din of Chametz was in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Easter of Chametz was for 1 day, and in Pesach Doros it's for 7 days. Namely, Rav Yossi HaGlili took the parsha of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, and he read the psukim straight. The Torah says that Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh, Asher Yatzasim Yitzrayim Beis Avadim Ki Bechozek Yad Hotzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh Lo Yeyachel Chametz Hayom Atem Yotzim Bechodesh Ha'aviv. That the Pesach Mitzrayim Hayom Atem Yotzim Bechodesh Ha'aviv, we have a din of Lo Yeyachel Chametz. Lo Yeyachel Chametz Hayom, 1 day. But what's included in Lo Yeyachel Chametz in Pesach Mitzrayim? This is a nifal. This is the Easter Achila and the Easter Hana. Then the parsha continues, V'hayaki yeviyacha Hashem el Eretz Haknani v'chiti v'chulei, and I'll give you Eretz Avat Chalav u'dvash, and you're going to keep this Pesach L'doros. Then we have a principle, Matos yeyachel shivat yamim le'er l'chocha meitz le'er l'chasor v'chol gvulecha. Then we're going to have a mitzvah of Matos 7 days and an Easter of Chametz for 7 days. What level of Easter of Chametz? L'cha. In other words, it's going to be an Easter of Achila, but it's still going to be L'cha. It's still going to be a Heter of Hanoah. Namely, Rav Yossi HaGlili couldn't have said like Tosfos, Torah should have said Yochal. According to Rav Yossi HaGlili, we have within the Torah two parshios. We have a parsha of Yoyachel Hayom. We have a parsha of Pesach Mitzrayim, where you had a din that Chametz was Aser B'Achila B'Hanoah. That's the Yoyachel. However, says Rav Yossi, Tamar Atzmacha, don't think that's L'doros. L'doros, we have a din of Le'er L'cha. But L'doros, you only have an Iser Achila, not an Iser Hanoah. I asked Rabbi Bednarz if he saw anyone who says this answer to this question. He told me that he couldn't find anyone who says it, but I found the Malbim. Okay, so at least, it's not off the wall totally. There's a Malbim on the Mechilta on this Pasuk, who understands Rav Yossi HaGlili. So I think that's pshat. In other words, namely, you have to take Rav Yossi HaGlili in terms of the fact that we have a difference in Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros and put that into our Gemara. That's why Rav Yossi HaGlili needs two psukim. He needs the pasuk of Lo Yeyachel, but that's not a kasha on him in terms of his Shita L'Doros. His Shita L'Doros is built on the Lecha. His Shita L'Doros is on the 7-day Easter. The Lo Yeyachel is only said L'Shitato on the 1-day Easter. Everyone disagrees with Rav Yossi HaGlili on two planes. A, they say that even in Mitzrayim, Chametz was also 7 days. And B, the Lo Yeyachel applies to the entire 7 days. There's no difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. But within Rav Yossi HaGlili, we have over here this unique Shita as to whether this should be reckoned with or not. Rashi felt it should be reckoned with, namely that we shouldn't have a Pshita. Tosfos felt this Rav Yossi HaGlili is such a Das Yachid that no one takes seriously the Halacha, and therefore the Gemara over here can ask Pshita, even though it's against Rav Yossi HaGlili. Okay, so in any case, we have a Mishnah that points out that we have an Iser Achila and an Iser Hanoah, and the Chiddush is L'sha'os D'Rabbanan. D'Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav Achiyah Bar Yosef, HaMekadesh V'Shei Sha'os U'Lamala, Afilu Chut Chitei Kordanisa, Ein Choshishim L'Kedushin. What is this din of Rav Gidl? what is he referring to in terms of the time frame, and what is he referring to in terms of the form or the level of Isra of the Chametz. This you saw is Machokas Rishonim, Min HaKotze Ad HaKotze. Everyone disagrees on these two issues. But what are the options over here? So let's take Rashi. How did Rashi understand Rav Gittel's statement of Mishei Sha'os Ulamala? What does Shei Sha'os Ulamala refer to according to Rashi? Sha'ashishis. From the beginning of the sixth hour and onwards. If you were to Mekadesh a woman within the sixth hour, Mishei Sha'os Ulamala, that within that sixth hour we're dealing with an Isur Midrabanan, because people confuse the sixth hour with the seventh hour. The seventh hour we have an Isur Doraisa. In the sixth hour, we only have an Isur Durabanan. And you were to Mekadesh this woman with Chite de Kordonaisa. How does Rashi understand Chite de Kordonaisa? No, that's not Rashi. Rashi says, Koshos Hain, Vafilu Hachi, Imbau, Lukhshash Chametz, Gonshanofru Alehem Mayim, Asur. That we're dealing with something according to Rashi. He deals with, let's go back to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. There he says it a little clearer. Points out that Kordonaisa is Hare Ararat, and in the area of Hare Ararat, there they have this Somchim Bahare Ararat Koshim Hei Ma'od, Va'afilu Hachi Ein Choshin LeKedushin Im Bo Alei HaMayim Va'af Agav De'asi Yisr Chametz V'chulei V'chulei. Namely, that we're dealing over here with a situation where we may have a din of chametz d'oraisa, and these chitim generally are hard to absorb. But sof kol sof, perhaps they could absorb. Namely, we have over here a suffik d'oraisa, but since we're dealing with shaos d'rabanan, that since we're dealing in a time frame which is d'rabanan, Rav Gidl says that we have mekadesh and isha, that this kedushin is null and void, and there's not even a need for a get. This woman can go ahead and get married to someone else, even though she was mekudeshet with chametz that may have been asur d'oraisa, because the time frame was d'rabanan. And according to Rashi, were we to be dealing with chametz d'rabanan and shalos d'rabanan, certainly this woman would not need a get. But even a chametz which is savik d'oraisa, and normally in terms of kedushin and gitin, on Sfeikos we're very, very machmir, and would require a get l'chumra, a get misafek. Since we're dealing over here I'm switching the terms. In other words, that according to Rav Gidl, we're saying that the Isur Durabanan is so great that the Isur Durabanan is so chamor. That there is no ability over here to receive hanoah from this chametz, and therefore this woman is not mekudeshet. Even though the probability is that we don't have over here chametz, because this chita is very, very hard to become chametz. So the probability is we don't have chametz. However, since we have a possibility of chametz, and we're dealing over here with an iser, and this chametz will be aser drabanan, that's already enough to be mafkia the kedushin. And with the iser drabanan of time is enough to be mafkia the kedushin. Okay. But on the level of the chametz, we're dealing with a suffik d'oraisa. What would Rashi say if we were dealing with a drabanan and a drabanan? That we don't know. But Rashi says we're dealing over here with the moment that we're dealing with shaos drabanan, that's already enough. The shaos drabanan per se are enough to be mafkia the kedushin, even if we have a suffik d'oraisa. As to whether we have over here chametz b'cheftza, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi on both points. According to Rashi, the drabanan, the factor of drabanan, is within the time factor. Look in Tosfos Mishei Shaos Olamala, Pirish Bekuntrus Nabanav Davavim Adays Mitzkila Shesh V'lo Nehiru Rabbeinu Tam Da Al Korcha Chado Amar Le'el Chametz Mishei Shaos Olamala Aser Haynu Misof Shesh. What in the world is Rashi talking about? The phrase Mishe Shaos Alamala is used previously in the Gemara. It's used on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and over there, the context in Daf Dalet Amud Beis is that both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda agree Kulei Alma Chametz Mishe Shaos Alamala, that that's also the Oraisa. Right, that you know, it's over there. The context of Sheisha Oselamal refers to from the end of the sixth hour. Kulei Alma Mia Chamis Misheisha Oselamala Asur on a Daraisa plan. They bring Psukim. Where how do we know? Ach Bayom Harishon. You know, it's the Kulei that we try to bring Psukim to explain why it would be Asur Daraisa. So we're dealing with the seventh hour, and who Adin Rashi himself on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Dibra Maskil. Bein Rav Meir points out that the phrase of Misha'avru Sheishos, that's the concept of Misheishos Ulamala, means Misha'avru Sheishos, after the sixth hour, when we're dealing with an Isur Da'oraisa of Losisha Tchat Alachametz. So where over here do we have the Drabanan according to Tosfos? Umefaresh Rabbeinu Tam, the Misov Sheishkam. We're dealing with the time frame of Da'oraisa. Umaisi Raya Machitit Kurdenaisa, Sheheim Kashim. That we're moving over here to a realm of chametz nukshe. This is a realm we're going to see in the third perek, something which is hard to complete the process of chimutz. That the problem over here is not that we're dealing with a hard shell that probably the water won't enter, but rather we're dealing with chametz which is difficult to bring to a process of fermentation, difficult to bring to a process of chimutz, and there's machokas rishonim. Is that osur d'oraisa or drabanan? Rabbi Notam Shita is it's drabanan. That's the drabanan factor over here. We're dealing with a time framework of d'oraisa and an isur drabanan. In other words, according to Rashi and Tosas, we have over here a factor which is drabanan, and this factor which is drabanan is going to bring about the chiddush that ain choshishin l'kedushin. But which factor drabanan? According to Tosas, we're dealing with a cheftza of chametz which is drabanan. In a time frame of Doraisa. According to Rashi, we're dealing with a Chefza of Chametz, which is a Suffolk Doraisa, in a time frame which is a Drabana. The Rishonim point out that it's not just a question over here of choosing your Drabanan. Are we dealing with a time frame Drabanan? Are we dealing with a Chametz Drabanan? But rather, that those that disagree with Rashi disagree with him lehalacha. That they say that if were we to be dealing with the possibility of chametz d'oraisa, the time frame of drabanan wouldn't bring about an enchoshishin l'kedushin. That were we dealing with real bona fide chametz, like Rashi is talking about, Rashi is assuming chitzei kurdenaisa could become chametz. On that level of chametz d'oraisa, the time frame of drabanan wouldn't be enough to say enchoshishin l'kedushin. Then we would be choshish l'kedushin. Only when you're dealing with chametz which bechefza is drabanan, does Rav Gidl say that ain choshishin likedushin? Excuse me. The question, in other words, that when we're dealing in a time frame where chametz is aser, where no one has chametz, and someone is mekadesh and isha, even with chametz drabanan, then that we have over here, we have no marasayin. Everyone realizes that we have over here nothing to begin with. Masha'en came. In the period of time of the sixth hour, people are still sorry for the chametz, the back and forth, it's only asr drabanan. There we would still have a chash on a drabanan plant of marasayin, and we're dealing only marasayin. Yeah, we're dealing with isurim drabanan, and that's what the that's what's pointed out by the Kesef Mishnah. Were we to be dealing with a drabanan and a drabanan, two drabanans, then we would be choshish for kedushin. Namely, that the question over here is what is the raya in the Gemara from Rav Gidl? According to Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about a time frame drabanan. Rav Gidl is talking about a time frame drabanan. We have over here not just a parallelism, we have over here an equation. That since the Mishnah is talking about Shaos drabanan, Avar Zmano, Asar Bahanaaso, Shaos drabanan, Rav Gidl tells us in this time framework, HaMekadesh, in this time framework of Isur Chametz drabanan, we're not Choshesh for Kedushin. Masha'en Ken, according to Tosos, it's a parallelism. Just the Mishnah is talking about Shaos Drabanan. Just as Rav Gidl says that in Shaos D'Oraisa and Chametz Drabanan Ein Choshishin L'Kedushin, so also in the Mishnah we have an Asur Bahano Aso. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be Ein Choshishin L'Kedushin. We'll have an Asur Bahano Aso, namely that that we're going to have an Iser Hanah, but it doesn't mean necessarily that the woman's going to get away without getting a get altogether. That's the context of the Daf Zayin. Gemara asks, let's him vatal chametz during the sixth hour. Gemara says, no, because we have Rav Gidol's halacha. So we're going to tell us, just as Rav Gidol said, that chametz d'rabanan in the seventh hour, we're not choshesh for kedushin, so chametz d'oraisa in the sixth hour, we can't be mevatel. And we have over here something which is parallel, but not an equation. Okay, the details, the Rishonim get very, very much involved in terms of where we would be choshesh for kedushin, where we wouldn't be choshesh for kedushin. The bottom line is that the kedushin are uprooted midoraisa. The question is as to whether we would need a get midrabanan. Why would the kedushin be uprooted midoraisa if midoraisa this woman is mekudeshet? She's dealing in a time frame where midoraisa there's no Isra of chametz, or she's dealing with a chefza which midoraisa is not chametz. Why if a woman if she's midoraisa mekudeshet, why do we say ein choshishin mekudushin because of a din drabanan? Well, Rashi starts off, called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabanan Mekadesh, namely that the whole world of Kedushin, we have to take into account Dinim Drabanan. That if we're going to be dealing over here on the level of a Drabanan, we have to take that into account. And here we have an Iser Hanoa Midrabanan. Now we'll ask, okay, we have an Iser Hanoa Midrabanan. How does that affect the Kedushin? Now, as we're going to say, an Iser Hanoa Midrabanan is like an Iser Hanoa Da'oraisa. But how does that affect the Kedushin? So here we have the machlokis between Rashi and Rabbeinu David. Rav Aaron gave Rashi, Rav Reuven gave Rabbeinu David. The Rashi continues over there in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, called the Mekadesh Adaitei Drabonon Mekadesh, the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Namely, the moment it's Asur Bahanoa, Bezdin have the power of being Mafkir, Esurei Hanoa lack bailus, Isurei Hanoa, that Chazal have the power of taking something which midoraisa is muter bahana, making it midraban and osur bahana, meaning they're taking away the ba'alut. If the potential husband, if the suitor, doesn't own that which he's mekadesh, he can't be mekadesh the woman. Namely, he's giving her something, but it doesn't belong to him. Hefker bezd and hefker, that we're mafkiya the ba'alut. He can't make any kinyanim with that which doesn't belong to him. This is Rashi Lashitaso that we saw in Baba Kama by the Shor HaNiskal, Macharo Eino Machur, because he's not the Bailim. He loses his status of Bailim. Masha'en Ken Rabbeinu David says, Ma Pitom, who says that you lose your status of Bailim on something which is Asur Bahanoa? You're still a Baal, but it's worthless. It's Eino Sheva Pruta. So you're giving a woman a paperclip. You can't be Mekayesh a woman with a paperclip. You have to give her something which is Sheva Pruta. Namely, the Iser Hanoa over here affects the Shovi of the Chametz. It doesn't affect the Bailus, affects the Shovi. This is what's known as Machokas Iktos. And Reb Chaim, we pointed out, it's a Machokas Rishonim. So Rashi deals with Bailus. Over here, the Rabbeinu David, and we saw the Ran in Avodah Zarah, they deal with the Din of Sheva Pruta. Yes? Yes? Again, the Tosfos is telling us that even though this woman is Mekudeshet in a time of Iser Chametz Midoraisa, we're dealing with the time of Iser Chametz Midoraisa, but the chametz itself is only aser midrabanan, so we would have thought that she should require a get, at least, in other words, that at least midrabanan she should require a get. Kamashmon and choshesh l'kedushin. We're not choshesh l'kedushin. Namely, even though that which was given is not chametz on a doraisa plane. And we see the time frame is doraisa, but it's not chametz midoraisa. So we would have thought at least you need a get. There's no need for a get. That since Chazal said that this item is Aser Bahanoa Midrabanan, it either has no Bailus, it has no Shovi, and this woman is not Mekudeshet. Yes?
According to Rabbeinu David, how do you come to say that the promise is not Sheva Pruta when Midoraisa is Shovi? In other words, you have to come to sort of get to bed. In other words, Chazal have to take a part in this.
Hefker bezdin hefker doesn't affect shovi pruta. Hefker bezdin hefker affects bailus. Hefker bezdin hefker means they take away the bailus, but why does that take away the value?
But
What?
Minat
However, called the Mekadesh Adaite Drabanan Mekadesh, and Midrabanan is not Shavapruta. In other words, Hefker Bezdin Hefker is assuming that it's still Shavapruta. However, we take away the Bailus. That's what Rashi points out. That's Rashi Lushitaso. That's why he said, Shurhan Niskal Macharo Eno Machor, you're not an owner. You can't. You have no right to change its status if it doesn't belong to you. To change the ownership doesn't belong to you. Masha'en came. Had Rashi not said those words, Hefker ben Hefker, you could still have learned it, like Rabbeinu David learns it, that Midrabanan is not worth anything, and called the Mekadesh, Adai said Drabanan Mekadesh, we take into account the status of this on a Drabanan plane. Okay, all of that those are the technical details. However, over here in our sugya, the Rishonim, both here and on Davav and Dav Zayin, deal with much more than a technical issue, and that is whether at all we paskin like Rav Gidl. This statement of Rav Gidl is brought as something, a Dover Pashut on Daf Bav and Zion. It's brought as a Dover Pashut over here. However, it has to be reckoned against the framework of Erev Pesach. And the framework of Erev Pesach, we pointed out, is a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So let's look at that together on Daf Kafches Amad Aleph. Daf Kafches Amad Aleph, we have a Mishnah that deals with Chametz She'avar Lav HaPesach. And the Gemara distinguishes whether this chametz is currently in the hands of a Jew or it's in the hands of a non-Jew. And they ask, who does our Mishnah go like? Because we have a question as to what is the status of chametz before Pesach, during Pesach, and after Pesach. And the Gemara brings a braisa, three lines from the bottom, the Tanya, chametz, bein lifnei zmano, bein la'achar zmano, over alav belav. Toch zmano, over alav, belav v'kareis, divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda tells us that we have an Iser d'oraisa to eat and get hanoah from chametz before Pesach. We have an Iser to eat and get hanoah from chametz after Pesach. We have an Iser to eat and get hanoah from chametz on Pesach. The difference is only, are we dealing with a lav with kares? That's toch zmano. On the 7 days we have a lav with kares, and before and after we have a lav without kares. What does before mean? Before means from the sixth hour, from the end of the sixth hour onwards on Erev Pesach. What does after mean? After means chametz that was in Yerushus on Pesach is going to remain osur la'ol me'ad mida oraisa ba'achila u'bahana'a. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon omer, lifnei zmano la'achar zmano, eino over alav below klum, Tochsmano over alav v'kareis v'lav. On Pesach itself, I agree with you, Mr. Rav Yehud, I agree with you, that on Pesach itself, we have an Iser lav with kareis, that's an Iser achila and hanoah. However, pre-Pesach, namely the 6 hours of Erev Pesach, and post-Pesach, eino over alav below klum. On a doraisa plane, we have no Isurim, neither of achila nor of hanoah. Okay? How do we paskin in this machlokas? No. After Pesach, chametz is also midoraisa, ba'achilo ba'hanoah. Ma'pito. We paskin that after Pesach, we can open up a Rambam to Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, and it's a statement that we're all familiar with. Chametz she'ar v'alav ha'pesach osur b'hano'a l'olam v'dovar ze knasu midivrei sofrim ne she'avar alo yiro b'ayimotze az asruhu afi v'inich b'shigago b'ones k'dei she'lo yaniach adam chametz b'rishuso b'pesach k'dei she'yene bo achar pesach mida orais ha'chametz she'av ha'pesach is mutar. That's Rabbi Shimon's halacha. We have a knas on this individual, and this knas is only under certain circumstances, in his rishus, not in the goy's rishus, etc. Okay? So we pass them like Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. What in the world do we do with Rav Gidl? What in the world do we do with Rav Gidl? So this is a machlokes rishonim. What does Rabbi Shimon really hold? When Rabbi Shimon says that lifnei zmano, lo, in other words, lo over alav below klum, he uses this language, does it really mean that? Does that really, is that Rabbi Shimon? Why not? Why not take Rabbi Shimon literally? Lo avar lo below klum. Torah doesn't tell us black on white that we have an Isra of Achila and Hana'ah Erev Pesach, that's a drusha of a pasuk by Rav Yehuda, right? Ach bayom harishon, that's his drusha. Rav Shimon does not dorish that drusha. What's the issue that all the Rishonim grapple with? What does everyone agree that we have on Erev Pesach? Ach bayom harishon, tashbisu sor mi batechem. We have a mitzvah asay of tashbisu on Erev Pesach. How can Rav Yehuda, how can we say that Rav Shimon, there's no Isur of Achila and Hanon on Erev Pesach if we have a din of tashbisu, search and destroy? We have a din of tashbisu. Doesn't that imply that we have an Isur of Achila and Hanoah? So here we came to the Baal Hamor. Open up your rips on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Baal Hamor. Baal Hamor says as follows: V'ho damar Rav Gidel amar Rav Hamekadesh Mishei Shos Lamala Afilu Bechite Dekor Denaisa En Choshishin LeKedushin. This statement of Rav Gidel, Afal Pishek Sava Harifzal, the Rif we know only brings statements at Halacha Lamaisa, and the Rif quoted this statement because it's a Stam Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on Daf Kaf Alef Amud Beis. Lo Nira Lanu Lismoch Alei. We don't paskin like this Gemara, says the Baal Hamor. Why? The Rav Letaime, the Sfira Leker Rav Yehuda, the Amar Chometz Mishei Shaos Lamala over Alav Min HaTorah, the Chachamim Asul Asiag Shoashishis Midivrehem. Rav Gidel is assuming that Chometz from the seventh hour onwards is Asur Do'oraisa, and then in the sixth hour we have an Isur Drabanan. That's all built on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that we have Alav Do'oraisa without Kares from the sixth hour onwards. Then in the sixth hour, you could speak about an Isur Durabanan. Avalo Kaimalan Hachi. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. El Karabi Shimon. Do Amar Ben Lifnez Mano, Ben La'achars Mano, Eno Over Alav Beloklum. Since we pass like Rabbi Shimon La'achars Mano, before we have to be consistent and pass like him also Lifnez Mano. It's a package deal. Right? We have Psukim. Either you take the Psukim like Rav Yehuda and you have a Lav, Lifnez Mano, La'achars Mano, or we take the Pesukim of Rav Shimon, and we have no love, Lifnei Zmano, nor La'achar Zmano. Hilkach, Choshishin, Likedushin. And therefore, Halachu L'maisa, if someone were to be Mekadesh and Isha during the sixth hour with Chametz Drabon, if we were to learn Rav Gidol like Rashi, we'd be Choshish for the Kedushin, because that period of time there appears to be no Isur. And even if she would be Mekadesh the woman from the sixth hour onwards, so of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, what appears is that there's no Isur Achilua, there's no Isur Hanah. That should be good Kedushin. Only on Pesach itself, if you were Mekadesh a woman, she wouldn't be Mekudeshet. Umihu, afal gav the Sfila Rabbi Shimon, eno over love below Kluum, lo matzino shechalk Rabbi Shimon al Medrash, ach biyom harishon tasbisu sormi batechem, ach chalak, inami dechsiv lo sishrat al chametz dam zifri, lo sishrat es a Pesach adayin chametz kayam. We have black and white psukim in the Torah that everyone l'chora agrees to. That we have a din of tashbisu on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We have a din that the time that Korban Pesach can be brought, namely Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you shouldn't have chametz in your house. We have this din of tashbisu. That l'chora Rabbi Shimon agrees with. So what then do we do? How then can we say, Rabbi Shimon say, lo avar v'lo b'lo kulum? How can you say that you can eat it if you can't have it? So comes along, Rabbi Baal Hamor points out, I ochile mechal misheisho selamala ad haerev eino over ba'achiloso she'ein lecha hashbasa gedola mizo. There's no stira between saying that something is mutter ba'achila and that you have a mitzvah tashbisu. If you have chametz, eat it, and that way you're being mashbis the chametz. Lechatzchila ein lo lehashoso mishenichnasa hashishis. The Kaima Ale Mitzvah Tashbisu, Mitchila Shah Shviyas Tachsiv, Ach Cholak. And Chachamim made a Siag, Shah Ashishis Midivrehem, Shiloh Hashoso. Velo Sharinu Leil Chatkilo, Lamecha Velo Yhanospo, Avol Im Avar, Vekidesh, Koshish and Likadushan, Afilim Shah Shviyas Ushminis, Vekosha came to Shah Ashishis. Namely, that we have over here, according to the Baal Hamor, a fascinating paradoxical situation. Mida Oraisa, we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu from the beginning of the seventh hour. Midra Banan, we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu from the beginning of the sixth hour. However, that doesn't, and therefore, if you shouldn't have Chametz, clearly, you know, or it's, you shouldn't, you know, normally you wouldn't be eating or be nana from chametz. But if you do have chametz, then there's no iser of eating it. Via the eating, you're becoming the mitzvah of tashbisu. And therefore, if we ask, is this chametz aser b'achila b'hano'a according to Rabbi Shimon, the answer is no. And if you mekadesh an isha with it, is she mekudeshet? The answer is yes. Against Rav Gidl, namely Rav Bal Hamor, says the moment we pass like Rabbi Shimon, Rav Gidl has to go by the wayside. The fact that Rav Gidl was quoted by Rav, that's because Rav passed like Rav Yehuda. But we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like him after Pesach. Canary don't pass like him before Pesach as well. So this then is the shita of the Bal Hamor, that Erev Pesach, there's no Yisr Achila Midaraisa, there's no Yisr Hanoa Midaraisa, there's a din of Tashbisu. But Tashbisu doesn't necessarily bring along with it an Yisr Achila. Pum Faker. Eat it, Ein Lecha Hashbasa Gedola Mizo. And therefore, one can be Mekadesh, if one's Mekadesh Nisha this time, she is Mekudeshet. Look over here in the Ramban. Amar HaKosev, Ein Ze Nocham. The Bal Hamor is wrong. She'ein lecha b'Torah dover she'tzarach hashbasa umutar ba'achila. That's an oxymoron to say that something, there's a chiyuv of hashbasa and a heter achila. That's an impossibility. It's a logical inconsistency. You can't say that. If there's a chiyuv, so you mashbis it, lo yitachen, that you should be able to eat it. V'chein amru b'gemara kulei alma miyas chametz mishei shos lamala aser midoraisa. Lo amru tzarach bir midoraisa. They didn't say there's a chiv of tashbisu. They said it's aser. Aser means iser achila. Where did the iser achila come in, according to Rabbi Shimon? This is Rabbi Shimon. Where, how does the iser, I mean, the Ramban doesn't disagree with Pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. Where does the iser achila come in from? Lefi sheyesh b'chal hashbasa shebetorah iser achila. Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Meir, echad iser achila, echad mitzvahs biur, mehacha nafka, v'mishah shu aser b'achila, aser b'hanav, if you're Rabbi Shimon, mi ulav d'oraisa. Namely, the only difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is in terms of hana'ah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev Pesach, we have a din of tashbisu, we have an iser lav of achila, and an iser lav of hana'ah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, we have a din of tashbisu. Tashbisu includes an Iser Achila, and then we have an Iser Hanoa Midrabanan. And therefore, you can pass like Rabbi Shimon, and still pass like Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl is saying that we have an Iser of Hanoa Midrabanan and Choshishin Likadushin, so we have an Iser of Hanoa Midrabanan even according to Rabbi Shimon. But the assumption is that we have an Iser Achila Midaraisa, that'll bring about an Iser Hanoa Midrabanan. If there's no Iser Achila Midaraisa, there would be no Iser Hanoa Midrabanan. So according to the Ramban, the Iser of Tashbisu includes an Iser of and includes an Iser of Achila. Now we have over here a very, very basic machlokes, like a head-on machlokes, whether Ein Lecha Hashbasa Gedola Mizu, whether Achila is the kiyum of Tashbisu, or whether Kum Fakert, a heter Achila and Tashbisu are tarte de sasre. If you have Tashbisu, avade, you have an Iser Achila midoraisa simultaneous. The question is, what is behind this machlokes? In other words, it's a machlokes in Svara, but not a machlokes. No one's bringing a proof from a Gemara, although the Ramban does bring a proof, but he says that I'll be Svara before he brings the proof. He says, V'chach amru b'Gemara, again. But his Svara is before the Gemara. Ein lecha davar shetzarach hashbasa muter b'achila. That's a Svara. And the Bal Hamor is a Svara. Ein lecha hashbasa gedola mizo. So let's just put this on the back burner for a minute, yes?
Why should the Svara of the Ramban not apply equally?
It's a very good question. We'll see that there are Rishonim who say that. We'll come to that in a minute. Yes?
Maybe there's two types of Achila. Tashbisu takes it out of the realm of regular Achila. It gives it a different shape, a different form.
We'll have to see. That's, in other words, you're raising, you know, a Svara. We'll have to see whether that Svara holds water. But let's just first put all the facts on the table, and then we'll deal with the Svaras. Svaras we'll deal with at the end. But first, let's just see what we have. We have Rav Gidl, who assumes that we have an Isur, Achila / Hana'a, Lifnei Pesach. Amakadish Mishay Shao Sulamala, whatever that means, Mishay Shao Sulamala, means something on Erev Pesach, either during the 6th hour or after the 6th hour. Then we have an Isur, Achila, and Hana'a, and this woman is not going to be Mikudesha. We have Rabbi Shimon, who says that there is Ein, right? Ein, love, Shel, Achila, Hana'a, Lifnei Pesach. Right? Lifnei Pesach, Eino Velo Klum. The Baal Hamor says we have over here a stira. Something has to go. Something has to go. So the Baal Hamor jettisons Rav Gidl. We're going to take Rabbi Shimon and we're going to jettison Rav Gidl. What is another alternative? To jettison Rabbi Shimon. Who jettisons Rabbi Shimon? The Rambam, the Rosh, they all jettison Rabbi Shimon. That's the Rambam. Even though the Rambam said that after Pesach we pass them to Rabbi Shimon, however, Lifnei Pesach, says the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Osir Le'echol Chomitz B'yom Arbosar Mechatzos Hayom Ugamala, Shutachilas Shavis Bayom, V'chol Ha'okel B'zman Hazeh, Loke Min HaTorah. This is Rav Yehuda. He have a lav without kares. Shenemar Lo Socha Lav Chomitz, Gomar Al Korban Pesach. Kach lomdu mipi hashmua. Right? This is Rabbi Yehuda. So we have, in other words, this is according, we have over here what appears to be a Tarate Desasre. We can't have both, right? So one option, that of the Baal Hamor, is to accept Rabbi Shimon, la'achar Pesach and lifnei Pesach and reject Rabbi Yehuda. The other option of the Rambam is, we'll accept Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll jettison Rabbi Shimon. And according to the Rambam, we have the situation that after Pesach we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and before Pesach we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. After Pesach there is no lav, it's only a knas. Before Pesach we have a lav with malchus, etc. That's, in other words, it's a way of dealing with matters. You know, it solves our problem. Rav Gidl remains. Rabbi Yehuda is the basis of Rav Gidl, but clearly there's a certain lack of consistency that you have to now go back to the psukim, and you know, so the Rambam, you know, may bring different psukim than Rav Yehuda himself brings, etc. That's, you know, a technical issue of how to work out Rav the Rambam's pshat. But pashas, what motivated the Rambam was this issue: you can't have both; you have to have one or the other. So we have then the solution of the Baal Hamor. We have the solution of the Rambam, and this Rambam is also the Rush. The Rush also agrees with this Rambam, and here in our Perek, he says that we don't pass link Rabbi Shimon, we pass link Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei Pesach, and we pass them like Rav Gidl. And then we have the question of how to understand Rav Shimon. So within understanding Rav Shimon, we have the Baal Hamor, that according to Rabbi Shimon, we have a mitzvah asay of Tashbisu. But no Isur Achila and no Isur Hanah. Period. Neither Doraisa nor Drabana. It's all Mutar. And there's no Tarjit the Satsari over here. Ein Lecha Hashvasa Gedola Mizo. We saw in the Ramban that we have a Mitzvah Asay of Tashbisu. And this includes an Isur Achila Midoraisa and an Isur Hana'a Midrabban. That once Tashmisu includes Isur Achila Midoraisa, Al Pisvara, that Tashmisu Lo Yitachein, that you have a Chiyuv to search and destroy and still be mutar to eat, it must be also to eat. Once it starts to eat, so Chazal came and said, also don't get Hana'a, you shouldn't come to eat it, and then you'll be over Tashmisu. And with that, all of this is one circle. So according to the Ramban, we have no problem with Rav Gidl. You know, you can pass him like Rav Gidl. We have an Isur Achila Hana'a,
and Hasan Rabbi Shimon, because the Iser of Tashmisel includes an Iser of Achila, and that brings in also an Iser of Hanan Midrabanan. And that's already enough for Ein Kol Shin L'Kedusha. Then we have, oh, this Ramban, let's just look back now for a minute in Tosfos on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis. This Ramban is also agreed to by Tosfos to a degree. The Tosfos says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chometz Lifnei Zmano L'Achar Zmano Eino Over Lav Lo Klum. Nired Rabbi Shimon Nehi De Ein Over Alav Belav. The Chometz Lifnei Zmano Modehu De Chometz Lifnei Zmano Modehu De Oser Ba'Achila Mishay Shaos Ulamala. He brings the Raya from the Gemara. And why is that? And where does that come from? And he explains. The nearer the nafkale mi tashbisu va'ach chilek mashma tashbisu shelokederach hanor dahainu achila. That according to Tosfos, he agrees with this statement over here that it includes the iser achila. So the Tosfos agrees with over here. The moment we have tashbisu, tashbisu includes the iser achila. What Tosfos disagrees with is this statement. According to Tosfos, there's no iser hanor midrabon. There's an Iser of Achila Mida Oraisa, but Rabban didn't come along and make an Iser of Hanoah. So that's why Tosfos, we still have a Sira with Rav Gidol, he has to come on like the Rambam in the Rush, say we pass like Rav Yehuda. However, there is a third Shita over here. We have the Chidushei Haran and the Maharam Kalva, who say that according to Rabbi Shimon, we have a Mitzvah Asei of Tashbisu. And this includes Isur Achila plus Hana'a Mida Oraisa. This is the Ran first quote. Oh, does someone have a Ran or a Kovetz? The Ran on the Vav Medeis, on the Shnei Dvarim She Asurim. Volim Yira, the Rabbi Shimon, Nami Chometz Mishay Shos Lamala Osir Bahanoa Minatora. The Hamoder Bishim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Right? And the Mitzvah Tashbisu includes the Echad Isir Achila, the Echad Isir Bahanoa B'mashma. So we have over here within the Rishonim, we have a three machlokes. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? According to the Baal Mor, there's only Mitzvah Tashbisu, there's no Isir Ola Bachila Hanoa. According to the Ramban, Tashbisu includes an Iser Achila and an Iser Hanoah Midrabanan. According to the Ran and the Maram Kalva, Tashbisu includes an Iser of Achila and Hanoah Midrabanan. And Hanoah Midrabanan. The Ravid on the Ramban, over there in Perek Aleph HaChas, points out, Amar Abraham, Malkos Mechatzos Ve'eloch Eina Mechuvar, Kevan de Kaimalan Karbi Shimon. Lifnei zmano, ulachar zmano, lo dorish hanokroi, lo tocha, lo tochu, belifnei zmano, ba'achar zmano. Nehi de'osur ba'achila min ha'torah, miyom rishon, tashbisu se'or, o milo tishkat al-chametz, aval iser hano, leko min ha'torah, umalkos nami lesa. So the Ravid appears to hold, like the Ramban, that the iser achila is included in the iser of tashbisu, whether we have Hanoah Midrabanan or not, it appears that there's no Hanoah Doraisa, but there would be Hanoah Midrabanan. There's no Malkos. But it's unclear whether the Ravid is like the Ramban or like Tosfos. Okay, so we'll put over here also the Ravid. Unclear.
In the Hasagos, it says exactly
different. Yeah, excuse me?
In the Hasagos and the Baal Mor, it says exactly
like the Ramban. Like the Ramban. Okay, it appears like the Ramban, so it is like the Ramban. Okay, so this is currently our homework. To try and understand what is this three-way machlokas. Clearly, in terms of Rav Gidol, the moment that we hold like the Ran or the Ramban, we have no problem in passing both Rabbi Shimon and Rav Gidol. The Baal Hamor has his problem because he learns Rabbi Shimon in a very, very narrow manner, in which there's no Iser Achila, no Iser Hanot. And the issue is, according to the Baal Hamor's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, then we have this Tarte de Sasre. And something has to give. Either Rav Gidol will give or Rav Shimon has to give. According to the moment that we put an Iser Hanoah into the picture, either Midoraisa or Midrabanan, Rav Gidol is fine. But the question is,
what is the machlokes as to what kashmisu includes? Does it include Isra Achila, does it not? If it includes Isra Achila, should it include Isra Hanoa as well or not? So that's what I'd like you to think about firstly. That's what we'll start off with. That's look into the Ran himself. The Ran himself gives a direction. Basically understand that the question is to define kashmisu. What exactly does tashbisu entail? So look at the language of the Ran. That would be very, very helpful. And we'll try and figure out this inyan. And then we'll move on in Yirtzeh Hashem. To the next section of the Gemara of Lo Yasek, we're talking about in Yirtzeh Hashem Tzom Gedalia, right? A week from today. We're going to continue moving over into the explaining the various Yisurim. So over here, in terms of the Isur Hanoah that the Mishnah takes for granted, that Lo Yasek, we have an Isur Hanoah, we have different types of Isur Hanoah. We have what's called Misrafim, and we have Nikbarim. Where exactly does Chametz fit in? What are the ramifications? So please see the Makoros. There's also a point out of this Rav Chaim on the Rambam that will be very helpful in terms of putting things into order. And then we begin our first sort of long sugya. There's a sugya over here from Daf Kafaf Mades all the way through Daf Kafaf Mades. We have a five flat sugya dealing with the world of Yisurei Hanoa B'chol HaTorah Kula. This is what Rav Chaim sort of gave a bit of a hakdama to in his shiur last week. What I'd like you to do is take it in two parts. Firstly, at least you just get a little of the Masechta. I feel very embarrassed. Someone asked me, what did you learn during Chodesh Elul? Oh, we learned an Amud. Maybe. Half an Amud. Okay. In other words, so learn the Kiyus until the top of Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, just to get a sense of the scope of the dinim of Rav Avohu and Chizkiyah in terms of the sources of Yisurei Hanoah, what are the various options. And then we'll try and hone in on the Tosos over here, Kol Makom, which deals with the question of if we have an Isur Hanoah, which stems from an Isur Achila, do all the dinim come along? What about the din of Kares? We can ask ourselves, what about Shiurim? What about Malkos? Etc. How do we relate to an Isur Hanoah, which appears to be a subcategory of an Isur Achila? So I gave you over here some of the Mar Makomos, and I'll repeat some of what Rav Lichtenstein offered as options in terms of understanding the Machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rav Avohu. But again, that's the Mitzvah Hashem a week from today. For those who are from the outside, and I may not see you before Rosh Hashanah, Safek Sivil Sima Tova, Mishnas Chaim V'Shalom, and we'll meet next year in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. Thank you.